Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com. Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to Tuesday. Albin,
yes.
I'd like to welcome you to Tuesday.
Yes, and our three-year anniversary of being on TBN.
On the TBN network every weekend, every Friday.
That's right.
People all across country, when I'm speaking someplace, come up to me and say, like, I love your show. And I'm like, "What? Which show? What are you talking about?
That's right.
And they say, well, TBN.
It's on the mug.
I watch you on TBN every weekend. I wanna tell you before we get too far here. In both hours today, I'm speaking to my Yale classmate, class of 84, Naomi Wolf. Naomi Wolf and I differ pretty dramatically on a lot of things, but she has been an absolute hero when it comes to vaccine mandates, when it comes to just the tremendously wicked globalist agenda. The fact that someone as brilliant as she is on top of this and is talking about this and has written a book about it, it gives me a lot of hope, folks.
Yeah.
It gives me a lot of hope.
Three great people out of Yale, Eric, Naomi, and John Smirak.
Yeah.
So there you go.
It's kind of crazy.
For that reason alone, Yale should be in existence.
Anyway. I just want to say we're talking to Naomi Wolf today. She's got a new book coming out. We've got a number of other things to talk about. This weekend, I'm going to be in Colorado Springs with Sean Foyt.
Mm.
Yesterday, he was at Disney
World
in Orlando. They had 1,000 people to protest Disney's pro-grooming agenda. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
They were all dressed as Mickey, too. That's the amazing thing.
And But I'm going to be with him this weekend, Colorado Springs, in Boulder, Colorado, or is it Colorado? And also, 2,000 Mules, I think, is opening up in theaters across the country. It's fascinating to me that it has taken us this long, but the word is getting out. There are people that are so infuriated by the idea of Trump that I don't think they care, or they're going to look at a film like 2,000 Mules and just try to find excuses not to buy it, and who really seem to believe. This is what I find interesting, because this is kind of how we make decisions in life. If you know Dinesh, if you know Catherine Engelbrecht, if you know the folks behind this, you know the one thing these people are not are liars and grifters and people to just do anything and say anything. But if you hate what they're putting forth, you have to see them that way. And so that's what a lot of the criticism is, that they just make it seem like Dinesh doesn't care about anything except making a buck. And I think to myself, folks, you better be right. And by the way, you're wrong.
There's plenty of people making a buck off the lie. This is the truth. Go to salemnow.com. That's where you can see the movie. Salemnow.com
is
running all over the place.
Thank you for mentioning that, because I always forget. Salemnow.com. But it amazes me, honestly, how, you know, what you just said, how much money people are making off of lies, untruths, garbage. This is something where I think he does a brilliant job in putting out what he has seen. I'm just so proud of him and the team. We're going to have Catherine Engelbrecht on the program to talk more about that. I just want to be clear that everybody in America has to understand what happened. You really have to see it. When you see it, If you didn't get it before, you're going to be angry because you're going to say, this can't happen in America. This isn't supposed to happen in America.
I love how he titled it 2,000 Mules. That's more interesting and intriguing than The Stolen Election,
that's
the
right.
musical.
That's
yeah.
No, that's right, 2,000 Mules.
The
and,
musical.
Of course, there are many, many more than 2,000, but yeah. they used – well, anyway, you know yeah, all this.
Okay. We know it.
So we're also going to have this week Michelle Bachmann, mm-hmm. Another hero, my goodness, yeah. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, talking about this seems unreal. But it's not. The idea that Joe Biden's administration would cede sovereignty, the U.S. sovereignty, with regard to medical issues to the World Health Organization. This is something out of a novel. It seems impossible. It is as sick as anything, as evil as anything. I think the grab, the desperation of the globalists, of the Marxist left, is so strong that they are now overplaying their hand. They're doing absolutely everything. I don't know if today, for example, Roe v. Wade will officially be overturned. We thought it would be yesterday. Somebody said today. The point is, yeah. very soon this is going to happen.
Yeah.
And the left is apoplectic. They are absolutely enraged.
Yeah,
that
and you
something
know,
like
I just found out that every James Bond movie now is being classified as a documentary.
That was funny, Albin.
Thank you.
That just because I didn't laugh doesn't mean that I don't think that was.
You're laughing
funny.
Inside.
Inside,
that's where it
way
counts.
Down, yes. deep inside,
way, way down
in my unconscious. Right. Okay, so we should also say today is primary day.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
Doug Mastriano. My choice.
Yep,
for
our choice.
Governor of Pennsylvania.
My state.
Folks, I want to tell you, there are a few people running right now. Is it Kathy Barnett?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
this is a one case where, you know, people say that, you know, those who support Trump never see his flaws. He has plenty flaws. It's just that he has so many less flaws than anyone he ran against for president that they pale in comparison. It's not worth talking about. But for him to get behind Dr. Oz Mehmet, is that his name?
Yeah.
Mehmet Oz?
Yeah. Mehmet Oz.
Whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Look, Kathy Barnett, for all her flaws, is way better than Mehmet Oz.
Yeah.
Is his name Mehmet Oz?
I believe that's it. I think they're friends. I was explaining this to you before, that Oz and Trump are
yeah.
friends. So you back
right.
your friend, and sometimes
right,
maybe.
But that's a big mistake, Donald
yeah.
Trump. Donald Trump is a human being. He can make mistakes. Just mm-hmm. because God has used him mightily. And by the way, when Roe v. Wade is overturned, I'm glad I thought of this to say this. Anyone who didn't vote for Trump or who hates Trump, if you do not give him credit for appointing three constitutionalists to the Supreme Court, without whom it would not have been possible to overturn this wicked, preposterous, strained, legalistic pseudo-law called Roe v. Wade. Honestly, I don't know. You know, this is a time when I hope people can be honest
yeah.
and say Trump made that possible. We're living in such emotional, divided times. Anyway, okay, so we got Naomi Wolf coming up. We should mention also CSI.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, after you vote today, you need to go to MetaxasTalk.com, where you will see a banner. We always partner with CSI because we believe in how they do what they do. They are, this month, partnering with us to raise funds for Ukrainian refugees. We've said this in the past. They're suffering. We see it as an opportunity to go in to show the love of God to people who are suffering and to say, we want to help you, we want to feed you, we want to clothe you, we want to show all of these things that we are commanded to do. This is a classic opportunity, Metaxastalk.com is the website, folks. That is our radio website.
And there's a phone number, 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522.
888-253-3522, 888-253-3522. Whatever you can give, $280 is the ask that CSI makes. It says for a month, It helps a refugee family. But whatever you can give, some of you can give many multiples of that. Obviously, it's tax deductible, but we also will put your name in a hat to send you signed books and all kinds of stuff to thank you. We will give away three grand prizes.
Yep.
Gosh, there's so much going on. When we come back, folks, hold on to your hat, because Naomi Wolf is, to use the cliche, next level. We'll be right back.
If they told you you would die, so just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
I like knowing exactly where my meat comes from. And with Moink, that place is from small family farms all across the country. You can help save the family farm and get access to the highest quality meat on earth when you join the Moink movement today. Moink delivers grass-fed and grass-finished beef and lamb, pastured pork and chicken, and sustainable wild-caught Alaskan salmon straight to your door. Moink farmers farm like our grandparents did, and as a result, Moink meat tastes like it should. The Moink difference is a difference you can taste, and you can feel good knowing you're helping family farms stay financially independent, too. Moink is helping save rural America. I love it, and you will, too. Join the Moink movement today. Keep American farming going by signing up at moinkbox.com/Eric right now. And listeners of this show get free filet mignon in every order for a year. That's 1 year, the best filet mignon you'll ever taste, but for a limited time, spelled moinkbox.com/Eric. That's moinkbox.com/Eric. moinkbox.com/Eric. Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients. Yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start, discounted to only $19.95, to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. Remember that I said that we would have Naomi Wolf on the broadcast? Well, yes, guess what? Here she is. Naomi Wolf, welcome.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's wonderful to be with you again.
I am so excited about your book. I had the honor of reading it and endorsing it. Ladies and gentlemen, it is titled The Bodies of Others, The New Authoritarians, COVID-19, and the War Against the Human. Naomi, you've been on a real journey here in the last couple of years. You've been at the forefront of this, spectacularly helping people process the absolute madness and, I would say, evil of what has been happening. It's just difficult to process because it is unprecedented. None of us has ever seen anything like this. I don't think we thought we'd live to see these things. So in the book, The Bodies of Others, brand new, what is your thesis, and how did you come to this place where you saw these things and felt this urgency that you do?
Well, thank you. So first, I just want to really acknowledge, Eric, that you were pretty much the first person in a public context that I spoke with in depth about these issues. And we were both kind of looking around at this mounting illogic, unreason, horror, and having similar reactions to them. So a lot of my ability to think these things through, I really owe a great debt to you, because we spoke a few times over the course of kind of the worst of this darkness descending. And it always helped me because you and I come from, in some ways, a similar background. And just having another thoughtful person looking at the abyss, you know, was very, very, very useful to me, very influential. All right. So the thesis of the book, it's kind of a sequel to my 2008 book, The End of America, which in which I looked at tyrannies in history, whether the tyrants were on the left or on the right. Turns out it really didn't much matter because they always took the same 10 steps. And I warned at that time that we could lose our democracy in the United States. And I kept up the same warnings, as you may know, you know, administration after administration, it doesn't matter, you know, left, right. It didn't matter when Obama was, you know, droning American citizens. I spoke out against it. When he didn't close Guantanamo, I spoke out against it. So I was consistent throughout. You know, it's a nonpartisan issue, whether we uphold our Constitution, or a transpartisan issue. So the bodies of others, I really wrote it about this recent past, this current historical moment, 2020 to the present, and about the pandemic. But basically, my argument is that what happened was that a handful of bad actors at a global level, notably tech companies, China, the World Economic Forum, which I thought was a conspiracy theory till I actually read Klaus Schwab's book and listened to his speeches, and it was right there, and using pharma, right, exploited the pandemic in order to recreate the world in a way that was targeted at killing off the human advantage. And what do I mean by that? So I have an unusual bio in that I've been a reporter for 35 years. I've also been a political consultant to a presidential and a vice presidential campaign. So I understand how politics unfolds at that level. And I'm now CEO of a successful tech company. So I realized pretty early on, certainly when in March of last year, when they started announcing vaccine passports, that what these policies did, which are so unscientific, was to kill off the things that human beings do better than digital technology, and to recreate a world in which we are not free, our kids are not free, the West is not free, but we have to kind of ask permission of technology to be human.
Now that is, it's a brilliant thesis. It's an original and brilliant thesis, because when you mention the human in the way that you do, it brings to mind, I guess it's Harold Bloom, who wrote a book called The Invention of the Human, and he's talking about Hamlet and Shakespeare. And it's an interesting thing because, you know, it makes us ask the question, why do we care about the human? Why do we care? Maybe, you know, in other words, if you have a fundamental philosophy that there's no such thing as truth, and, you know, who particularly cares about anything? Who cares about the human? We just care about whatever works. But you seem to presuppose, as I would, the idea that there's something innate, sacred about the human, and that we have to understand it, we have to guard it, and we have this array of tremendously powerful forces, people, institutions that seem, for some reason, to be at war with it, whether it's conscious or not. I don't have the stomach to read Schwab's book, but what do you suppose is behind these people? What is their impetus for pushing things that affect the entire world in such a way? I mean, it's really a little bit breathtaking, the ambition.
Yeah. It's stunning. And, you know, when the time is right in this talk, we probably can and should talk about the spiritual dimensions of this, which kind of go beyond the material and the practical, in my view. I mean, it definitely is a war between good and evil. But moving back down to the material and the political planes, you know, as I describe in the book, I really do answer that question. I really follow the money. And so these different entities are loosely aligned. They have different agendas that kind of unite in Venn diagrams. The Chinese Communist Party, they've made no secret of the fact that by 2049, they want to be the world's hegemon, to have destroyed America as a superpower. This is in their, you know, foundational documents. And one of the ways that they intend to do that is to be the archive, to house, to own the world's DNA. and medical records. And so that's behind a number of these treaties that you see, like the World Health Organization next week, the 22nd to the 28th, is going to be creating a treaty in which it looks like over 190 countries are going to sign up to drain their sovereignty effectively to have the WHO have the power to declare a pandemic, declare a public health emergency, and then, you know, bestow their own mercenaries on our soil or on soils around the world. But data is a central subject of that power grab in its own, you know, in their own language. So that's China's motivation. And many China watchers like General Spalding and Michael Senger, both of whom I quote in the book, have talked about how the CCP doesn't wage war by shooting bullets. They consider that a failure. They wage war by subversion, by undermining our cultures, institutions, social contracts. And they have a significant presence in our culture. And so the CCP influence is why a lot of the narratives of the pandemic feel so Marxist, right? And we can talk about that in more detail. But let me talk now about tech companies and their motivations. It's not a crazy conspiracy theory to understand, as I do, that there's billions of dollars to be made from tech companies suppressing human competition. Basically, every tech company has pretty much three different business models, and all of them depend on suppressing human engagement with each other. There's eyeballs, there's data, and there's a paywall, subscriptions. So, you know, what is a vaccine passport? Why were there these crazy unscientific policies? No weddings, no in-person worship, no funerals, no in-person town halls, no in-person schooling. Cover your face, which is such an incredible technology to communicate and to engage, you know, other human beings. If you're a tech CEO, as I am, you get it immediately. Those policies make the human advantage of being able to communicate, to empower one another, to create new organizations, to entertain each other, to make each other laugh and feel good, the war on touch. Those are all things machines, digital technology cannot compete with. So you kill those off and you see the results in the charts that I give readers in the bodies of others. Amazon up 30%, Google up 30%, Facebook up 30%, Microsoft up 30%. And I can talk about other ways they plugged into the pandemic, such as Google being where you have to sign in order to take a PCR test. But that basic model of recreate the world so that human beings can't have that much fun with each other or empower each other very much without us being the intermediary, harvesting the data, creating the paywall, the vaccine passport, your body is your credit card. That is an obvious metaphor to anyone who is running a successful digital technology company.
We're going to go to a break. Folks, plenty more with Naomi Wolf, the brand new book, The Bodies of Others. If you don't think this is unbelievably important, you clearly aren't paying attention. We'll be right back. It's very nice when you have someone to
hold your hand. You know where I stand. In November of 2020, the Democrats were up to no good. They were planning to pull off the greatest scheme of election fraud in history. They didn't think we would catch them, but we did. Find out what they did and how they did it in the new documentary film called 2000 Mules, directed and narrated by renowned filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza and executive produced by Salem Media Group. With research from truthevote.org, 2000 Mules tells the story of the ones who tried to hijack a presidential election. You'll see the actual video surveillance tapes. You'll see how we tracked their cell phones to box after box as they got paid to carry out this illegal scheme. Watch the movie and decide for yourself. Attend a limited release premiere of 2000 Mules in advance on May 2nd or May 4th. To see the movie in the theater, you must buy tickets in advance at 2000mules.com. Tickets are not available at local theaters. You can also attend a virtual premiere on May 7th, including a Q&A with Dinesh D'Souza. Buy tickets for the virtual premiere at 2000mules.com. That's the number 2000mules.com.
In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. Folks, welcome to the nightmare. If I didn't have a deep faith in the God of the Bible, I would despair. I am horrified at what has been happening. And when we look at it more deeply, as we're doing now with Naomi Wolf, it's incomprehensible, really, that we're living through this. Naomi, you were talking about various aspects of this, and in your book, The Body of Others, the subtitle is The New Authoritarians, COVID-19 and the War Against the Human. It's fascinating to me how there's so many things at play here. The war on the human, as you put it. Again, you have to have a sense that there's something innately beautiful, valuable about the human. If your eye is on the bottom line, if you only care about money, if you're that kind of a pig, you don't even think about that. You go, well, maybe, but whatever, and you push it away. But if you're raising kids, if you're living your life, you have a sense of that, and you pick up on the idea that forcing people to wear masks, getting them to surrender their information, there is something deeply creepy about this. What you just said about China wanting to be the repository of all medical information, I don't know what could be more staggering and how we can have leaders completely out of touch. I mean, if you have any humanity, you'd say, wait a second. What do you make of our governmental leaders taking their eye off this ball? I can't comprehend it.
I mean, it's pretty depressing to answer that. Klaus Schwab boasted to the Kennedy School at Harvard recently that he had placed World Economic Forum alumni in governments around the world, and that half of Canada's government were World Economic Forum alumni. And you saw what happened in Canada. They declared martial law. You know, Trudeau declared martial law when the citizens were engaging in their in their Charter of Rights protected freedom of speech, the truckers. What I make of it is that there is, like, the nation state has always been a source of discomfort to oligarchs and kings, right? Because since 1848 in Europe and earlier than that in the United States, a nation state with clear boundaries, and I've got a chapter on the nation state in my book, it's hard to suppress. Right, because the people can say we're citizens, we have rights, we have foundational documents that legally protect our rights, and they can repel transnational suppression or tyranny. So what's happened in the last 5 or 10 years, and I also go into detail about this, I come from that world. You come from that world. You may have been ejected earlier because you're a conservative and a person who speaks openly about faith, but I was ejected only when I began doing this reporting a couple of years ago. And in our milieu, there is a global elite who really don't bear any sense of responsibility to their fellow Americans or fellow French people or fellow British people. They really are responsive to other global elites. And increasingly, the mechanism of governance, which you and I were raised to think happens at the level of our Congress and our executive branch, around Western Europe, North America, Australia, there's been a draining of power of governance in government and a transfer of power to unaccountable nonprofits on the one hand and for-profit stakeholders like Facebook, Twitter, Google, interacting with our government leaders on the other hand. And along with this, there's been a buy-off. One of the money flows that I follow in the bodies of others is massive bribing, both with our taxpayer dollars through the CARES Act, but also through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, massive bribery of our civil society institutions, our influencers. The Columbia Journalism Review shows how Bill and Melinda Gates' millions went to the BBC, NPR, The Guardian, The New York Times for COVID education. The things you and I were raised to count on to represent citizens' interests, like our president, our leaders in Congress, and our media, they've been bribed or bought off. And lastly, I'll just say, and I'm really sad to say it because I voted for this administration, but it seems to me pretty clear, especially as I've done some original reporting on ties between the CCP and Pfizer and BioNTech, like big ties, like a tech transfer that's 100% complete in 2021 per their own SEC filings. Hunter Biden's laptop is relevant in this situation because if you've taken millions of dollars from a senior CCP intelligence asset, you're not free to not do what they want.
Correct.
So when I look back on the last 2 years, it seems clear to me that we've got a captured administration and that we're being targeted with subversion of our power and prestige by a hostile entity.
Well, we're going to another break, but folks, we've talked about it on this program. The other day I had Phelim McAleer on the program talking about the Hunter Biden laptop and various things. And you simply cannot believe the level of madness and wickedness that we've stumbled into. When I remember when I thought I'd seen everything, when everyone spiked the Hunter Biden laptop story on the eve of a presidential election, I thought, I never dreamt we could see this level of naked oppression, censorship. Absolutely crazy. We'll be right back, folks, talking to Naomi Wolf. The book is The Bodies of Others. Hey there, folks. Eric Metaxas here. I know you know how much I love Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell and MyPillow right now are offering a BOGO extravaganza. BOGO, buy one, get one. BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, you get the buy one, get one free special. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance My Pillows, the six-piece towel sets, and the roll-and-go anywhere My Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code ERIC. That's the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the code ERIC or call 1-800-978-3057, 1-800-978-3057. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free. You won't believe it. It's amazing. 800-978-3057 or MyPillow.com. Use the code ERIC. Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Naomi Wolf. The new book, The Bodies of Others, The New Authoritarians, COVID-19, and the War Against the Human. Naomi, this is all so extraordinary what we're talking about. And part of what makes it extraordinary is there's been such a shaking of everything that we're seeing new alliances. I mean, the idea that you would be on Steve Bannon's show, but I'm saying it's so fascinating to me that there are some people simply willing to see what is and care about what's important and understand that we're in a war, a strange war, ideological war. you and I both have friends on the left, people who've worked at the New York Times and on and on and on from, you know, the world that we grew up in, graduating from Yale in the 80s and all that kind of stuff. And part of what's mortifying to me is to see them going along with this narrative. But at least equally impressive is the tiny handful of folks like you who are simply calling it like it is. And so what is that like for you, though, to see things that we once took for granted, that the New York Times is a great institutional organization? Yes, they lean left, but they're going to call balls and strikes. They're journalists. What has that been like for you? Because it's horrifying.
Yeah, I mean, Eric, I agree with you. It's absolutely terrifying and disorienting. And sometimes it's hard to absorb, you know, this level of nefarious results, you know, from people that I love and respect and institutions I used to trust. You know, like you, I kind of feel like this is a time when, you know, I kind of feel like God is shaking every human institution. And what we're seeing is just what you describe. You know, many people are going along with literally lies and satanic outcomes. People who seem lovely and well-educated and decent. So, and others are holding on to these ideals of honesty, integrity, transparency, and freedom of speech. I don't know the reason. You know, as I said to you, I think that there's a political analysis and a metaphysical analysis. And like, you know, like Milton's Paradiso and Inferno, you know, these are happening at the same time, right? Like there's this spiritual battle going on, and I see it. And, you know, one place that I see it is in decent, loving, kind people that I know and trust going along with a cult. And I write about this in the book. You know, I was astonished to see our friends who would never discriminate against anyone on the basis of sexual orientation or ethnicity or race embrace within a matter of 8 months, a two-tier society that discriminated and marginalized and otherized people like me based on medical status. And, you know, I'm stunned that I'm talking to you and that I can't have a book party in New York City indoors because I'm not vaccinated. And actually the book ends with a scene of me kind of sitting at a lunch counter where I'm not allowed to sit, you know, waiting to be arrested, that this could happen in a country that learned the lesson of Jim Crow laws, that learned the lesson of, you know, anti-Semitism and otherizing people.
Well, you say they learned the lesson, but did they learn? In other words, what fascinates me, and again, it's only because of my biblical worldview that I can make any sense of this. In other words, we always want to think, this is what people do, right? If we are sinners and broken, we always want somehow to think that we're the good guys and we can figure it out and that's what went wrong and it has nothing to do with me. So I'm on the right side of the Jim Crow issue. I'm on the right side of, you know, I'm anti-Hitler and da, da, da. So like I'm on the right side of everything. But the deeper issue is that human beings, no different than we are, they were the ones who made slavery and the slave trade happen. They were the ones who allowed Hitler to rise. So by otherizing those groups, we kind of act like that could never happen here. What was it in those people that enabled them to do that? So we can pretend like, well, we figured that out. What have we figured out? It was brokenness. It was sin. Whatever it was, it can get us too. And we are seeing that. And of course it's horrifying, but it is to see what you were just saying, what like sophisticated, educated, you know, New Yorkers and others have become in the last couple of years and being not just what I find interesting is it's not just that they're on the wrong side of the issue, but the level of self-righteousness and the willingness to viciously condemn and otherwise demonize, dehumanize folks like you or me. That's what's so chilling to me is that they're almost joy in being in their minds somehow morally superior and the joy in condemning those whom they disagree.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I think, of the wounds of this time, if we get through this time, that's going to be one of the hardest to address. It's not just my experience. There are families across the country who have been disinvited from Thanksgiving dinner, or, you know, told they can't visit the baby or they can't visit grandma, or told you have to get vaccinated in order to visit us, even though the science didn't support that in any way. And I agree with you that educated, sophisticated people I know and used to love and trust and respect have embraced this discriminatory worldview and reality with glee. It's almost like if you're on the left, you don't get to discriminate against everyone except, you know, this group that you can discriminate against all you want because you're doing a good thing. I don't agree with you, unfortunately. I wish it was that people are broken and sinners and therefore make this mistake. That's not what I'm seeing. It's much worse. It's much more like the early 30s in pre-Nazi Germany, when actually the Nazis consolidated their power before they were even formally leading the country in 1933. They consolidated their power by basically giving rewards and punishments professionally to people like medical boards and doctors and professors.
I don't think we disagree. I think it's kind of actually we're going to a break. Folks, we're talking to Naomi Wolf. The new book is The Bodies of Others. We will continue the conversation. Don't go away.
Ballerina, you must have seen her dancing in the sand. Now she's in me, always with me, tiny dancer in my hand.
Hey there, gang. We're talking to Naomi Wolf,
yes.
But we had to take a quick break before we continue the conversation.
She's terrific.
With Naomi Wolf. It's moving to me to talk with her because in so many ways we're very far apart. And yet on some fundamentals, tremendous agreement. By the way, she's doing like a book party in D.C. for this book on May 31st, the same day that we are doing a Socrates in the City event with Apollo 16 astronaut Charlie Duke here in New York City. Ladies and gentlemen, I exhort you before it's too late, because these things always sell out. People say, well, I'll do it tomorrow. If you're interested in going or in sending someone, there are people who live in New York or who can get to it. Maybe you can't. It's a big deal. I probably haven't mentioned it, but the man walked on the moon.
He did, yeah.
At the VIP reception.
He walked on the moon at the VIP reception?
No. But at the VIP reception, we're going to have moon pies.
Oh, that's great.
We're going to have like really elegant things at the VIP, but we're also going to have moon pies in honor of the fact that he walked on the moon. Literally.
Literally.
Literally. Do you understand? Literally.
Look at me.
So you have to go to SocratesInTheCity.com. If you know someone in the New York area, it would be a nice gift to send them to this event. It's historic. I know I keep saying that, but I just...
That's a great idea, a gift idea. That's something have another tie or another...
You're never going to be able to do this again. This is a magnificent opportunity.
He's an older gentleman. Keep
also,
that in mind. Yes.
Well, of course, this is late amazing. 80s or He's something. 86. Well, I also want to say, too, for those who are going, there is a dress code.
Yes.
So it's kind of like, I think it's jacket and tie. Definitely no jeans.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a dress code. SocratesInTheCity.com, SocratesInTheCity.com. All right, before we come back with Naomi Wolf, I also was going to say I would love to do a Socrates in the City event with Naomi Wolf.
Yes.
Because this conversation that we're having now, we're going to continue it in just a minute. It's a Socrates in the City type conversation, and her book, which is coming out, The Bodies of Others. It just would be perfect. I want to do a Socrates in the City event with Andrew Klavan.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many people that I would love to do Socrates in the City events with. We should remind people If you're not on my email list, please go to ericmetaxas.com. Please sign up for the email. Sign your friends up, because it happens inevitably. I go to places like Colorado Springs this weekend or Boulder. People say, I didn't know you were there. If you're signed up for the emails, you will get all kinds of stuff that you will probably miss unless you're listening to this program every second.
And great photos, too. I love getting your emails because I'm not at every event with you.
I was going to say, I was at Erskine College. I mentioned this yesterday. And so much of it was just so wonderful, and I want to share this with you. We can't share it always on the program. So sign up at ericmetaxas.com. And also, don't forget, folks, our sponsors on this program are heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Lindell is a hero. We need to have him on to get an update from him. He is spending millions of his own dollars to help save this country from tyranny, from corruption. You can go to mypillow.com or mystore.com. Use the code ERIC for the discount. If you go to mystore.com, you can get these gorgeous Bonhoeffer posters, absolutely gorgeous posters. Use the code ERIC, mystore.com. Yeah. Almost all of my books are available there if you'd prefer to buy them from a friendly entity and not give money to pro-abortion, Amazon, Starbucks. We are going to be right back. We've got lots more coming up with Naomi Wolf. And then after that, a special guest will be right back.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.